गुड मॉर्निंग, दिस इज आकाशवाणी कोहिमा, द मॉर्निंग न्यूज रेड में नॉबिन प्रधान। नागालैंड गवर्नर ला गनिसान यस्टरडे विजिटेड द बीआरटीएफ डिमापुर कैंप एंड टुक पार्ट इन द ई इनॉग्रेशन ऑफ कोहिमा पेडीपेरन रोड बाय यूनियन डिफेंस मिनिस्टर राजनाथ सिंह। द गवर्नर एक्सप्रेस्ड ऑनर टू विटनेस द ई इनॉग्रेशन ऑफ 75 वाइटल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर प्रोजेक्ट्स अंडरटेकन बाय बॉर्डर रोड्स ऑर्गेनाइजेशन अक्रॉस द कंट्री इंक्लूडिंग नागालैंड। Mr. Ganesan acknowledged the Defense Minister Rajnath Singh for leading the initiative and to the BRTF for successful completion of the Kohima Pediperan Road. He said those roads and bridges not only support strategic operations but also foster local commerce, benefiting the communities by fostering improved connectivity. The Governor added that these developments are a testament to the commitment of strengthening the backbone of defense and enhancing connectivity in the country. He also visited various infrastructures in the BRTF camp. Mr. Ganesan also urged the BRTF to continue striving for excellence and maintain the spirit of unity and hard work. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday participated in the Dashera celebrations at Lal Kila Maidan in Delhi. They witnessed the burning of effigies of demon king Ravana, his brother Kumbhakaran and son Meghnath, which signifies the victory of good over evil. Thousands of people attended the Dashera program organized by the Sri Dharmik Leela Committee at Lal Kila Maidan. Dashera is celebrated to mark the triumph of good over evil. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, has said that Indian suppliers are the third largest provider of the organization's health and ration support to children globally. Indian businesses have supplied goods and services worth nearly $6 billion to UNICEF for its global work. UNICEF's Supply Division Director Leela Pakkala, who was on her first official visit to India, said that Indian suppliers of life-saving goods and services for children are key to UNICEF's work for children globally. She also mentioned that UNICEF values these contributions, which are central to its mission of saving the lives of the most vulnerable children not only in India but around the world. The Combined Annual Training CATC 72 commenced at Sainik School Punglua on Friday. The camp was inaugurated by Officer Commanding Lieutenant Colonel Amit Chaudhary. Addressing cadets attending the training, he emphasized on the importance of fostering teamwork, discipline and leadership among participants. During the 10-day training, cadets will undergo training as per NCC curriculum, including drill, firing, map reading, camp sighting, first aid, among others. 177 cadets from different colleges in Nagaland are undertaking the training. In Manipur, the number of dengue positive cases has crossed 1,300 so far, and the state government has intensified preventive and containment measures in affected districts. Among the most affected districts are Imphal West, Imphal East, Bishnupur and Thobal, which are all valley districts. Imphal West district reported 938 cases of dengue, followed by Imphal East district, which registered 285 positive cases. The Assam Rifles and Nagaland Police in a joint operation has apprehended one cadre with arms and ammunition at Montown yesterday. While acting on specific intelligence of movement of cadres in Montown, the Assam Rifles said it established a mobile vehicle checkpost. During checking of vehicles, the troops apprehended a cadre of NSCN KYA in an Alto car along with two individuals. One 7.65mm pistol, ammunition and extortion-related slips and documents were nabbed from their possession. The apprehended individuals have been handed over to Nagaland Police. Jyanthimaran Jamir will be representing Nagaland in Femina Miss India 2024, scheduled to be held on 16th October in Mumbai. Beauty and Aesthetics Society of Nagaland said 23 years old, Jamir was the second runners-up of Miss Nagaland 2022. She is currently pursuing a master's degree in sociology. Ms. Jamir said her participation in Femina Miss India is a significant milestone in her journey of self-discovery, confidence and growth. She expressed hope that the platform will challenge her to push boundaries and strive for the best version of herself. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.